This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition, presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group. Brandon Legal Group, huge supporter of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Last Sunday at West Chase, every single player received a Todd Wright Tour shirt, courtesy of Brandon Legal Group. When you need legal advice, when you need legal assistance, we recommend Brandon Legal Group. Don't ask the question about, well, it's in this category of law or this category of law. I've got your answer. Full service law firm. Got it covered. And they'll be upfront if they feel they cannot help you when you call for a free consult. Also, let's get something else out of the way. You do not need to have your legal issue within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to make a phone call to Brandon Legal Group. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. 844-4-BLG-4-ME. You don't need to be in Brandon. Greater Tampa Bay area, full service law firm, there when you need legal advice and legal assistance. Brandon Legal Group, 844-4-BLG-4-ME. Huge supporters of the Todd Wright Tour. We had an amazing time at West Chase Golf Club, one of our regular stops on the Todd Wright Tour. My thanks to Jared Atkinson, Lauren Mitchell, and the staff of West Chase Golf Club. They not only support me very well, they respect I know what I'm doing, and they let me do it. And we work very well together. And if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area and you like playing in golf events, but you hear about my events and you say, well, yeah, I've played in scrambles before and there's always this and this and this and this. Yeah, I've eliminated all that. I have totally revamped the Scramble Golf Tournament. Why don't you come out and check one out for yourself? You want me to give you an example of how I've basically taken the book, whatever that was, on running a Scramble Golf Tournament and all the negatives that go with it, and I've written a new book? So our event, Todd Wright Tour 17 at West Chase Golf Club, was a 1 p.m. shotgun start. 1 p.m. As always with my events, we had teams putting a ball in the air before 1 p.m. We are not only on time, we are just that little bit early. And this is how much I care about pace of play. Everyone was done playing 18 holes of golf. Everyone was done eating. Everyone was done drinking. And I was done giving out over 100 prizes. Yeah, I've got enough for everybody. By 5:55 p.m. local time. Now you're saying that's impossible. No, we did it. I had players in their cars headed home 5 hours after the scheduled 1 p.m. shotgun start. And I'm sure many of you like me have played in other tournaments. And after 5 hours, you're not only still on the golf course, you've got three holes to go, then you come in, then you eat, then you sit around, you wait for the prizes, you wait for the awards. Mm-hmm. We were done at 5:55 p.m. for a 1 p.m. shotgun start. No complaints. Everyone happy. That's what I do. So come out and play in Todd Wright Tour events in 2019. I'm done for 2018. Good versus Evil Part 3 will be at the Eagles Golf Club, also a podcast sponsor, the Saturday of Super Bowl weekend. No, it's not on sale yet, but if you'd like to know when it goes on sale, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. And I'm sure Brandon Legal Group will be there, and perhaps I can get them to sponsor another gift for everyone. That's the relationship I have with Brandon Legal Group. Same with Better Bird, serve the catered lunch to everyone. Thanks to Chef Daniel at West Chase. He's a Cowboys fan. Dave Wirth said dinner was terrific. Everyone else said that as well. But if Dave Wirth says it, I mean, he's kind of a culinary expert. And thanks, Leanne Thompson. Congratulations on your hole-in-one last week. Not at my event, but earlier in the week at West Chase. Leanne Thompson, the only woman to play in the event. Robert Wright's wife, Alexandria, was there at the event and also bought into the prize draft. Yeah, come out for the prize draft. You know how at these other tournaments you buy, quote, raffle tickets and you got to look at your numbers. And I don't do that either. You don't have to hold anything. I call by name. You come into a room and choose what you want off a prize table. So check one out in 2019. Please do not compare my events to other events. Don't. Come play in one. Find out for yourself. Something to be said. I've hosted 17 of these in 3 years. If you do something enough and people keep coming out, that means it's working. It is. All right. Let's see what the fantasy prospects are for the Bucks-Panthers matchup. Looking ahead in this edition of the Bucks Bulletin, presented by Brandon Legal Group. Let's start on the Carolina side. All right. Playoff contending team. I still get the sense, because I get emails at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com from too many owners getting cute about, you know, I'm thinking of sitting Cam Newton this week because I got this guy, and I'm thinking, you know, this might be a week to put him in because of his matchup. You know, Cam's going up against Baltimore, or Cam's going up against this. And right, here are Cam's numbers for the 7 games he's played in this year. In standard scoring leagues, 18.24, 28.6, 29.6, 18.38, 24.3, 25.66, 27.96. Don't be a moron. Look, I don't like Cam Newton. I enjoyed Super Bowl 50 just because I knew he would be a frickin' train wreck at the postgame presser. Even Conan O'Brien was doing Cam Newton jokes the Monday after the Super Bowl. But from a fantasy standpoint, if you drafted this guy or you traded for this guy, why are you even thinking about sitting him? Unless somehow you also have Patrick Mahomes. How much more consistent and trending in the right direction do you need? And not only is he going up against the Bucks this week, and the Steelers next week. Last four, weeks 13, 14, 15, and 16. If you are in a fantasy league where your championship is determined week 17, get out of that league next year or fire your commissioner. Seriously. How many times do we have to go through this? So weeks 13 through 16. These are the defenses Cam is facing. Bucks, Browns. By then, the Browns could be in sort of free fall, mail it in type. Now their defensive coordinator is the head coach. Saints, Atlanta. Last 4 weeks. Those are your, that's your final game of the regular season or your last two of the regular season in the playoff push. Stop getting cute about benching Cam Newton. He has 4 rushing touchdowns. And a 13.4 touchdown to interception ratio. Yeah. I don't think anybody's going to email me this week say, you know, I think I just got a feeling the Bucks are going to show up and they're inspired by Fitzpatrick being in there and the defense is going to play tough. So I think I'm going to push this guy in at quarterback and I'm going to sit Cam. Then just, why don't you just lose? Why don't you just take a knee for the week and not watch football, not play fantasy football again? Christian McCaffrey continues to struggle to get in the end zone, but he got in the end zone on an odd deflected ball. His volume and the fact that he basically never leaves the field still justifies him being out there. I would categorize McCaffrey as a modest disappointment to this point in the season, but just the sheer volume and the fact that he's not going to wear down at all. And he'll be the faster, fresher guy out there more and more as this season goes on. against opponents. Don't think about sitting him either, especially just because he never leaves the field and he gets you those receiving points and receiving touchdowns at the running back position that you just got to have a piece of all the passing action that's out there in the NFL. Devin Funchess, as maybe a wide receiver three or flex this week. Greg Olsen, back-to-back touchdowns. When Olsen plays, Funchess is not a must fantasy start. And DJ Moore, the number one pick, got a lot of reps last week. DJ Moore is someone I might be using in DFS this week. He might be, if you're looking for a wide receiver on waivers, that's a good one this week. And Olsen is a tight end one right behind. Well, I know Zach Ertz is off this week, but we all know the top three tight ends in no particular order. Ertz, Kelsey, Gronk. Two very good ones in this game worth playing in very good matchups. Olsen could get in the end zone. O.J. Howard having a very good season for the Bucs on the Bucs side. Other than O.J. Howard, yeah, you just keep playing Mike Evans. Absolutely. It doesn't seem to matter who plays quarterback. Mike Evans has been rock solid as a wide receiver one in this offense all season long. DeSean Jackson, maybe if he went back on waivers, you can grab him this week. I like Carolina's defense. I don't know that Fitz is going to have the success that he had late in the Bengals game against the Carolina defense. Fitz could have a very bad game. I mean, if it's really bad in the first half, you'll see Jameis back in there in the second half. I mean, that's the way things are going for the Bucs right now. But Evans is a play. Howard is a play. DeSean Jackson, it's kind of a tournament DFS play. I guess he's a flex. I might be more excited to play DJ Moore as a flex than DeSean Jackson, just picking between the two. Chris Godwin, if they had traded DeSean Jackson, Chris Godwin's value would have gone up. Godwin hasn't been bad. He's been worth rostering. You've plugged and played him in some games, but he's not an every week starter. As far as Fitz is concerned, this could, like I said, he could be benched at halftime. It's not like Cutter has moved on from Winston. He hasn't. Cutter just, there was no way after the way that Cincinnati game went, he could face his team and say Jameis is starting this week. He couldn't do that. So it's Fitz magic until the magic goes away, and then Winston will come back. And the magic will go away, either in this game or the Redskin game or whatever the game after that, and then Winston will be back in there. And then Winston will play until he has another shit game, and then Fitzpatrick will come back in. And that's what this season has deteriorated into for the Buccaneers. Barber had a productive game against the Bengals. Barber now, it seems like he must play more because of the Ronald Jones situation. But there's only so much you can play him. He's limited. So I wouldn't be too excited about playing him against Carolina. And with Fitzmagic under center, Barber didn't do much the first time around. It's more downfield stuff than dink and dunk stuff or handing the ball to Peyton Barber. So there's where we are with the matchup of Bucks Panthers. Again, you can email me any of your fantasy football questions as it relates to starters, rostering, waivers, cutting someone. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, presented exclusively by Brandon Legal Group.